Show, Erin McNaught. Erin, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Erin,
we're good.
We're great. Now, Erin, you're doing so well. I mean, we saw Mitchell Johnson go out the other day. When you see an elite athlete, a cricketer like Mitchell go and you're still there, did you surprise yourself? I mean, I sort of sound like I didn't think you maybe were that fit, but clearly you're very fit, very fit. But have you surprised yourself through this?
Look, all the same thoughts have been going through my head, don't worry. Mitch was a massive surprise, a massive shock to all of us. But it was actually his hands were just so infected. The craziest thing that happened to all, pretty much every person on the course, about 3 or 4 days in, everyone's hands just started cracking from the constant cold. And unfortunately for Mitch, some infections got into his hands and they were swollen up like wet balloons and he just couldn't even, you know, keep a hold of the rope in the log carrier. It was just devastating. But, you know, that's just one of the things that you can't really train for. And unfortunately for him, it meant that he had to go out probably sooner than he would have liked. But, I'm still there and still kind of going all right. I mean, the facials I pull, I think, are what's keeping
me. Oh, my God. Your facials are the best. They've got to start turning them into memes. Have you had much feedback about them? Because you are posting them on your Instagram, but have people been sending you them?
Not really. I mean, I've had a lot of people just going, oh, my God, your facials. But no one's been mean about it, which is nice. I think because I'm kind of taking the mickey out of myself a bit, I think if I was a bit precious about it, then maybe I'd get a bit more negative feedback. But lovely.
I said memes, like a meme, not mean. Like, you know, they make the memes, the funny things. Anyway, now, Mitchell, you said Mitchell Johnson left, and I've seen the staff, as you have to call them, go up and give him a big cuddle. Now, when it goes, like when you're just standing there and the cameras aren't rolling, and we've all done like shows before, are they nice to you guys? Because you seem terrified of them. Do they actually talk to you guys, or they just don't talk to you at all?
Yeah, no, they're unreal. They're so awesome. They obviously have a job to do, and they're very, very quick to let you know if you're crossing any boundaries as
for
far
us,
as
like for us does. For us.
Yeah. when you're actually doing the task, they have to get every little bit they can out of you. And it's not, when they're shouting at you like that, it's not designed to break you. It's just designed to test you, see if you can find that inner strength to keep going. And if the yelling is too much, then, you know, your skin obviously isn't thick enough and you shouldn't really be there. So they do have a really good system that actually works. But behind the scenes, they do offer, you know, bits of encouragement. I mean, you see that in the mirror room when they bring people in to have a chat.
Interrogate.
Oh, jeez. Wouldn't want to sit there.
They're quite often really supportive, I think.
Now, Erin, the big controversial contestant at the moment is Faraz. And I saw, you know, the other night I was really impressed by you because obviously Merrick was going, confronting him and you were really vocal too, which was the right thing to do. He needed to be told how he was affecting all of you guys. But now I've noticed in the press, you know, a lot of people are coming out and defending him. And I get it. That's his, I like Faraz. He's a stirrer. He's a tease. You know, that's what he does. But how frustrating was it during the course?
Oh, I mean, as this day went on and we kept getting punished, we were just like, come on, like, this isn't a joke anymore. Like, we're physically suffering. Like, we're at, you know, very high risk of getting severely injured just based solely on constantly being cold, sleep deprived. Any little mistake could potentially even kill us. And so when we're being forced to suffer these things and that sort of thing because of him, we just sort of felt like, come on, mate, like, it's not a joke anymore. Like, you just got to pull your head in and do what is required of you. It's not, I think he took it as a personal attack on him that they'd singled him out, but it was just, they were trying to make him see that there's a certain way that the military works and he just wasn't conforming to that. And it's not about shutting off your own personality or pretending to be someone you're not. It's just about conforming and doing what's required of you.
Yeah, he struggles with that.
Yeah, he does. For us, Aaron, you're really fit. You're fit before you went into this show, but as a person who may not be as fit in the show, how long did it take you once you finished rapping for your body to recover from the brutal...
Well, I'm still kind of recovering. I injured myself pretty badly towards the end there and sort of kept going. But yeah, when I came out the other side, I realised how severe it was. Yeah.
It's the least fun show in the world, this. Why does anyone do it?
I'll be so interested to see who signs up to next series.
No one will do it.
Now that
we've seen what they do.
Good on you, Aaron. Well, we'll be watching. Everyone's watching SAS Australia. It returns Monday night at 7:30 on Channel 7. You're doing great things on the show. And, yeah, we'll be watching on Monday. Thanks for chatting to us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cheers. Az.